This is KX93.5. I'm very, very lucky, blessed, honoured, all of that stuff, to be speaking to Terry Casey from The Fenians. Hi, Terry.
Hello, Jason. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Terry's on the phone. Where are you calling from, Terry?
I'm calling from the middle of an orange grove somewhere in Irvine, but don't tell anyone.
Really? What are you doing there?
Smelling the orange blossoms.
Good lad. Well, it's coming up, yeah. Isn't it?
It is coming up. The Ides of March approaches, as well as the High Holy Day, as we like to call it, St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day. Here. All right. Let me give a bit of background. Terry's in a band called The Fenians. You've been in that band for how long?
1989, maybe, I think.
Are you kidding me? Was it really in the 80s?
I wish I was kidding you, yeah. Wow. I think Halloween night 1990 was our first gig in the Harp, and that's kind of where the ball really started rolling, but we had, you know, played around a few places before then.
And since I've been here in 14 years, Irish bands have come and gone, but the Fenians have remained here. Terry, are you Irish yourself, or just of Irish background?
My parents used to say I'm a Yank by accident of birth. I was born here in Orange County. I'm an Orange County native. The rest of my entire family, siblings, parents, and the whole lot were born across the pond, as we like to say. And the family immigrated. Whoop, there I came along. So I'm lucky enough to hold two passports and have my Irish passport. Spent a lot of time in Ireland visiting family and a lot of summers growing up on the dairy farm outside of Cork City in Upper Glenmire. So I kind of, when you're 7 years of age and you go to Ireland for a number of weeks, you come back and you start talking funny and your friends make fun of you, you know, and then you go back to Ireland and then they make fun of you. And it was quite funny to go to school in Santa Ana and say taco instead of taco and things like that.
Oh, mate, I can completely relate because I'm obviously British, but I've been coming to Laguna Beach since 1974 for like two,
really?
3 and 4 weeks a year. Yeah, so I would go back and forth. And so this is really my second home. And I've been here longer than most of the people I know as friends, you know.
That's hilarious. It's kind of the opposite, huh? Yin to the yang.
Yeah, very much so. So
maybe I'll move to Ireland, get a job on the radio. We'll complete it full circle.
You probably could, but they'd just make fun of your mid-Atlantic accent. to American ears, you sound Irish. I'm sure to Irish ears, you sound American, huh?
And to other ears, I sound like a complete fool most of the time, but we can't talk about that.
That's only when they finally hear what you're saying, Terry. It's not.
You've got that luxury that having a British accent, people assume that your IQ points is about 15 to 20 points higher than the norm.
For about 15 to 20 seconds, yeah. That's how that works.
Yeah.
Now, so the Fenians, you guys, what's the makeup of the band right now?
I'd like to say it's not quite the original lineup as we were growing, but it's certainly the lineup that everybody recognizes as the true core of the Fenians, and that's, you know, myself, I sing and play a bit of mandolin, Rob Williams, the great rich baritone on guitar, mm-hmm. Brendan Harkins, almost a founding member with me on bass, and Ilan Pipes, and a great songwriter and singer, Tardu Yayan, who is our favorite Irishman all the way from Ankara, Turkey, who plays just about any instrument you can name, and we also have Chris Pierce back in the band after a bit of a hiatus, about two or three years gone. But Chris, the animal behind the drums that everybody mistakes for a member of Metallica and a kilt. So he's back, and we're happy to have Chris back, and I think he's happy to be back as well, and we'll prove that to everyone on Saturday at the Coach House.
Brilliant stuff. All right, well, when we come back, we'll talk about what you're going to do on for St. Paddy's Day, and also about that gig at the Coach House on Saturday, the Ides of March, 15th of March. When we come back, here's the Fenians on KX93.5.
They say the grass is greener beyond some other fence. I look and tried and still I can't make much sense of the way we go about it to find some happiness. Looking out for an answer that's inside ourselves. Struggle and the strife of the power that's higher and rules all our lives. Take me home, take me home. Where I've been, the things I see, chasing dreams by any means. Why is it such a mystery? Right here with you is where I belong. shining glimpse of the right and the wrong, the sorrow and the joy, the walk like a man, stop acting like a boy. Take me home, take me home. Where I've been, the things I've seen, chasing dreams by any means, why is it such a mystery? Right here with you is where I belong. Some other fence. I look and try, and still I can't make much sense on the way to go about it to find some happiness. Looking out for an answer that's inside ourselves. Take me home, take me home. Where I've been, the things I've seen, chasing dreams by any means. Why is it such a mystery? Take
Jason Fedd here on KX 93.5. I'm talking to Terry Casey from the Fenians, Orange County's, and probably the US's foremost Irish band. And so, Terry, this weekend, Saturday, Coach House, what's happening?
Well, we're doing our... What we decided to do is we wrote lots of letters and emails and texts to the International Council on Calendars, and we said there's no way you should allow St. Patrick's Day to happen on a Monday ever. It just, you know, throws a kibosh and a monkey wrench in the works.
You know what? It's always during the week. It's always during the week, St. Patrick's Day. I don't know. I can't remember the last time it was on a Saturday.
I can.
Can you? I'll bet you can, because you pay attention to these kind of things.
Vaguely, but sometimes my memory's a bit fuzzy on them. But no, this year it is. It lands on a Monday, so perhaps if we were still 25 and 26 years old in this band, we could go ahead and do a St. Patrick's Day.
Right, and unemployed.
We've aged. Yeah, that would be great as well. So, but as we've let's say not aged but matured, so the fans and the followers, and there's just it's just not a comfortable day to go out and do a gig, especially an Irish music gig. So we decided let's do Saturday the 15th, and the Coach House is a great venue that we haven't played in quite some time. We feel like we've been ignoring South County for a while, and it was time to come back to roost and see what we can do inside those four magical walls. We're really looking forward to it. Great.
It's going to be magic. It's going to be absolutely magical there. I would get tickets soon for this. I'm sure that they are selling out rather quickly.
They are moving, yes, briskly, especially in the last week or so. It was quite a jump, so we do expect to sell out, absolutely.
Always the way. Always the way, man. Yeah. The day before the gig, you're going to just... they're all going to go. It's going to be lines down the street, because it's the perfect thing for St. Paddy's Day. Any chance we can give away any tickets for this?
We would absolutely love to. Yes, absolutely. Yes, we have a pair of tickets available to give away to any of your listeners. I don't know if you have anything fun to do to give away the tickets, or is it the 9th caller or the 10th caller or the 15th caller, since the Ides of March, the 15th or the 17th caller?
I usually take the 63rd caller. That's what my usual way of doing it is.
63rd caller.
But, or 163rd caller.
You're a very patient man.
We could do a thing. Why don't we do a, like, a very patient man, yeah. It's 3 weeks on Wednesday, the phone rings. No. What's a good question for St. Paddy's Day? So how about this? St. Patrick wasn't Irish. So
right.
Where was St. Patrick from?
That would be a great question. We'll see how many people... we can give a bit of a hint.
Go on.
He was a Roman citizen, but he was not from Rome or continental Europe. I'll give that hint as well.
Yeah, so that's a really good question. And anybody can Google it, so just get on, you know, on the phone.
That's true. I'm sitting here getting all excited to see if anybody is, you know, has this depth and breadth of knowledge of Irish history that would be able to come up with that little tidbit. But anybody can Google anything now, isn't it?
That's right. So the question is, where was St. Patrick from originally? It was not Irish, was not Roman. Call 949-715-5936. Terry, thank you very much for calling me, but I've got to get off the phone now because there's only one line, so, you know, that's that.
Right, gotcha.
tickets are, I'll make sure that tickets are at will call for the person that calls in. 949-715-5936. 949-715-5936. Where was St. Patrick from? Terry Casey from the Fenians. Thank you, mate.
Thank you, Jason. Thanks to all your listeners. Looking forward to it. Cheers.
Killer, the Fenians once again on at the Coach House this coming Saturday, the 15th. If you want tickets, give us a call, 949-715-5936, and tell me where St. Patrick came from. Where did St. Patrick originally come from? 949-715-5936. Got two tickets to give away. That's very nice of them. Okay, so from their latest record, it's called Take Me Home. That's the name of the album. The track's called Malachy on KX93.5.
Making my way down Grafton Street, my head was in a spin, not knowing my destination, not knowing where I'd been. The world and all its pressure kept forcing me to rush. I stepped inside old Malachy's place and I felt a simple hush. Malachy stood behind the bar, dressed in his apron white, a philosopher of sorts, he claimed, and sometimes he was right. A curious combination, the poet and the sage. He had a simple outlook you won't find on any page. Sit down with your hurry, no need to move so fast. Life will offer you many things and some that may not last. The things we ought to cherish and search for to the end are the moments which chance upon, like the beauty in a setting sun. And I haven't met a man yet that I gotta call my friend. He said, I've made some observations of this species we call man. Some clear miscalculations, having drifting from the plan. Malachy pulled another pint, delighted when I asked, what's this plan you speak about? He said about the task of giving his philosophies and sharing his own view of life and all its secrets, so recognized by few. A simple affirmation to live by day to day. He placed his elbows on the bar, and then I heard him say, he said, sit down, what's your hurry? No need to move so fast. Life will offer you many things, and some that may not last. The things we are to cherish and search for to the end are the moments which chance upon, like the beauty in a setting sun. And I haven't met a man yet that I cannot call my friend. Traveling, seen many distant lands. He's lived in many cultures, he's shaken many hands. With a tried and true philosophy, a prayer for every day. He placed his elbows on the bar, and then I heard him say, sit down, what's your hurry? No need to move so fast. Life will offer you many things, and some that may not last. The things we ought to cherish and search for to the end are the moments which end.